supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, researchers at the Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute in Salt Lake City have compiled a pretty impressive database. It contains information on 100,000 patients. What did they find when they analyzed this data?
Well, Mike, and it's important to know that this is the most exhaustive study of its kind. So their findings have to be respected. So out of those 100,000 people, they used the data from 7,000 people who were categorized as never depressed, no longer depressed, remained depressed, or became depressed. So we had all of those categories. And then they were followed to see if they had any major cardiovascular problems, you know, stroke, heart attack, and so on. At the conclusion of the study, patients who were no longer depressed had a similar occurrence of major cardiovascular complications as those who had no depression at all. Those who remained depressed, however, and those who became depressed throughout the study had increased occurrences of major cardiovascular problems. That's pretty striking, the relationship between depression and cardiovascular problems. That's very impressive findings.
So researchers have long known that there is a relationship, but now it looks like if you treat the depression, then the risk of heart disease goes back to baseline?
This is what they suggested. Certainly, if you treat depression, it diminishes the risk of further cardiovascular problems significantly. It certainly argues to treat depression. And cardiologists really need to know this data. It's very important. And all doctors need to do a checkup from the neck up. How are you feeling? What's going on in your life? And there's a simple questionnaire that doctors can have access to ask about depression. You can't just say, are you depressed? But how are you sleeping? How's your appetite? How's your diet? And how does the future look to you? These kinds of questions are all symptoms of depression. And, you know, if you're seeing this, it's time to make a referral.
Does this also suggest that therapists should tell their clients to perhaps have their heart health checked?
You know, Mike, and they certainly should. I think any good therapist would make sure their patient is connected to both, if they're on medication, both a psychiatrist and the family doctor. And if we therapists can become aware of this data, then we're going to look at it more carefully. And I think family doctors should too. This is a significant study and needs to be publicized.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.